You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
So we're talking about the things that people wish they knew before they bought their first home.
Right.
So the biggest home buying mistakes that, people make.
Mm-hmm.
And if you'd like to see, we have a blog post on this at DougHaldeman.com. Because there's a lot of things we're not going to be able to cover on the air. We're going to go a lot further into it on this blog post, and you're welcome to, leave some comments on this.
Mm-hmm.
So just visit DougHaldeman.com and talk about that. So, Tammy, you know, we've already covered about having an improper debt strategy.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about not being represented by the right realtor.
Right.
And before the break, we talked about letting emotions cloud our decisions.
Right, right.
Do you see this? Do you see this very frequently?
I mean, yeah. It you know, people fall in love with a property, and it's the light from heaven shines down on this house that you can only see that, but you don't really see the surroundings. And the kids come in and they get emotionally attached to, this is my room. No, this is mine. And, all of that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
Well, yeah, but a lot of times people buy a house after the first two rooms that they've seen. And sometimes mm-hmm. after even one room into the house, they've already made a decision that they want it.
Right.
And everything right. else they'll just kind of gloss over and ignore right. to a certain degree. And that's a mistake, because then it really becomes an emotional decision. Or let's say they have this price range they're approved for, but they really want to stay well under it. But they go ahead and start going and looking, instead of that $220,000 house, they're looking at the $270,000 house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can right. guarantee it's going to look a lot nicer.
Right. That's true.
And you may make an emotional decision to overbuy.
Right. Exactly. Now, something else that we wanted to talk about to make sure we get this on is that people tend to use up all their cash to buy the house. And, Doug, how often do you see this? And what's your advice on that?
Okay, so here's one of the most common things I see as a move-up home buyer. They have equity in their current home, and there's an automatic thing that they think all the equity from their current home should roll into their next home. Okay, I have somebody now that's doing that. They're putting $150,000 as down payment, but they don't have much liquidity left after that.
Okay.
And I think that's a big mistake, because if you have a lot of money to put down, there's no advantage for putting anything more than 20% down. You don't get a better interest rate, and in fact, you may get a little bit higher rate, because the higher your loan amount, the better your interest rate.
Interesting.
Just the way interest rates are calculated, there are certain dollar figures that are built into rates, and the higher your loan amount, the more that dollar figure works out to be a smaller percentage.
Right.
So it ends up translating into a better interest rate for the higher the loan amount you go.
Okay.
And I'm not encouraging you necessarily to always borrow more money, but what I am encouraging is to keep a lot of money liquid.
Right.
It's one of the fears with even going.
Well, it's the emergency fund, if something happens.
Depending on what someone's profession is, mm-hmm. their emergency fund may need to be much higher than someone else.
True.
Some professions are very secure where they know they'll always have work. If somebody's in commission sales, they're mm-hmm. in something where they get big bonuses. Well, what if they mm-hmm. lose those bonuses?
That's true.
You better qualify yourself on a lot less money and not know that, not think that money's always going to be there.
Right.
Instead of investing everything into assets that you can't get back,
mm-hmm.
because let's say you take a shorter term loan, somebody wants a 15-year loan, and that stretches them.
Right.
Okay, well, all that money that's going toward principal, it's great you're paying your house off until you can't get that money back when you need it.
Right.
Because the saying that banks will loan you an umbrella until it rains, and then they want the umbrella back. Okay. So you can't. You think, well, I could always refinance into a 30-year loan. Well, not after you've lost your job. When you actually need that money, you can't get a loan then.
Right. And the goal is to not be left with that zero balance in your checking account. You don't want that.
Sometimes I see it on a large scale where someone has a huge amount of money put down.
Mm-hmm.
Other times I see it where people, it's 3.5% down on an FHA loan as an example.
Mm-hmm.
And people want to take... that 3.5% is all the money they have.
Mm-hmm, right.
They're going to have so many other expenses when they move into a property that they're not taking into account.
True.
This is where you must be conservative.
Right.
Put off the purchase if you have to until you save a little bit more money.
All right. So we've all kind of invested. You and I both have invested in properties, and we even bought a foreclosure. Is it really a better deal to buy these types of properties?
So buy distressed properties,
mm-hmm.
Foreclosure, a short sale,
right.
Anything like that that creates a distressed situation. So is that a better deal? It's a fantastic question, and the answer is maybe. Okay. Maybe it's a better deal, and here's what mm-hmm. I've learned is you know what you're buying it for, and you can compare it to comparable properties. When you go in, you better get a real close idea of what it's going to take to rehab that house.
Right.
And then
what your skill sets are.
What your skill sets are. Are you going to do it yourself? Yeah, what are you willing to give up to do that stuff yourself?
No more Friday night date nights.
Right. Well, you're going to give up a lot of personal time to do it.
Right.
Just as an example, I have a friend who's building a house right now, and he decided to build it himself so he could save a general contractor fee. And he spent all of his spare time doing it, and the carrying cost has eaten up anything that he would have saved. And a foreclosure or short sale can be the same way. Is it,
right.
In the end, it may not be a better deal for you. And in fact, now you're going to have to come up with a bunch of cash. I mean, you and I did it. We put 20% down
right. On
a foreclosure out in Whitmore. And but we got very close estimates where it's going to cost about $70,000 to get that house in the shape that we want it to be in. And that's all cash we have to come up with out of savings to be able to get it there. And are you in a position to be able to do that?
Right.
If you're not, that could be more of a nightmare than a blessing.
Right, right. So, we have so much to cover. There's so many things.
Yeah,
so
just a couple
I
minutes
guess
left.
Let's just go through them very quickly. And like you said, we'll have this stuff on our website. So visiting a home at various times of the day, that's a big deal to consider because, and various times of the year even, too, if there's a way to even do that. Because you don't know, in the winter, when the leaves fall off, is your back room, ours is a great room, and everybody can see everything back there.
Right. So the view of the view mm-hmm. from the house and the view of the house mm-hmm. are important things to look at mm-hmm. and know that it's going to be different in the winter than in the summer.
Yeah.
When those leaves fall off the trees, are you back in the woods or are you back into other right. houses where the leaves fall off those trees and they can see right in your house?
Yep.
And maybe that's okay. Maybe it doesn't matter.
And the various times of day, because, when people are at work, it's all going to be quiet. And that's usually when you're coming in to kind of take a look at a property. And then at night, all of a sudden, all the teenagers come out and maybe that's not what you're looking for.
Right. So depending on different neighborhoods,
right.
That can become really important. Are there a lot of rentals around?
Right.
The lower end the property, the lower the price range, and the more rentals there are traditionally going to be in neighborhoods. And that's okay, except that you're going to get a lot more transient citizens that aren't going to be there to invest in relationships.
True. That's true.
There are a lot of things along this line. So visiting at various times of the day is important. See what the neighborhood's like. If you want a neighborhood with tons of kids, see if there are kids out playing.
Right.
If you want a neighborhood where you're avoiding kids, you may be watching for that too, depending on what's important to you. Making sure that the seller gives you a seller disclosure.
That's important.
Which you're not going to get that with a foreclosure, and frequently won't get it with a short sale. They have to disclose everything they know about that's happened to that property.
Right,
all the improvements
right.
they've done. Requesting documentation on any improvements right. they've done is important too.
And getting a home inspection—that's a big one.
Right.
Mistakes made, you avoid the inspection altogether, or you kind of ignore some of the issues that are on the inspection that come out. So that's an important one.
Boy, here's a big one that I think will start to come to light more and more over the next 20 years, and that is going to be utility bills.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it has to be considered the difference in utilities from one house to another.
Right.
Okay, with newer homes, they're much more efficient. Okay, the windows don't leak as much. The doors don't leak as much. They're just built. You see some built with insulated foundations and even insulated walls
right.
that do a much higher degree than what you see on older homes. So knowing what the utility bills are, it can dramatically change how much money you spend every year. I mean, it could be a difference of $2,000 to $3,000 from one house to another just in utility bills.
Right, exactly. Well, Doug, everybody, I'm not sure that all the listeners know that you are you do loans. You do mortgages for everybody. So I want to make sure that Doug doesn't always toot his own horn all the time. So I want to let you know that he does this, and he's worked with so many people going through these situations, first-time home buyers or people refinancing and things like that.
Or move-up buyers.
Or move-up buyers, right. And this information we'll have on our website, like he said earlier. And then if you want a free consultation, Doug is the guy to talk to, and he'll help you through your process. You want to add to that?
Yes. Well, if you'd like to reach me, you can just reach out. You can text me. You can call me at 314-472-DOUG. That's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Shoot me a text. Let me know if you'd like a consultation. We'll sit down, and I'll look at your overall situation with your debt. and everything that you have to consider to make sure that we get a good debt strategy in place. Mm-hmm. You know, are you gonna be able to sell your house first? Are you gonna buy the next house before you sell your own? And this may not even be you. It may be one of your kids that they're in college or they've just graduated from college, and you want to make sure they get good advice. Schedule a consultation with me. I'll take them through my first-time homebuyer process and really educate them. I'll spend the time with them to make sure that they really understand the pros and cons of everything they need to watch out for. And I'll even introduce them to the right realtor if they need one. So great, great topic. If you have more questions on it, definitely reach out to us right away. So coming up, Tim, you and I both have aging parents.
Right.
And are they going to go to nursing homes eventually? Or could they get in home care? Well, we're going to have right at home of St. Louis is an in-home private duty care facility that we're going to have on coming up. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.